This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An arrest has been made. This is a local story. After a driver had their car stolen in Blue Springs. It's not funny, but it's funny.
Oh, no, it's hilarious.
While they were being pulled over by a Blue Springs police officer.
A carjacking during a traffic stop.
Was it?
Cannot make it
up. Or was it more theft of Miss Lane property?
I mean, it's considered a carjacking, I do believe. Definitely theft of a motor vehicle.
So, kids, this is why you don't do drugs.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
A Raytown woman is behind bars. After she stole a car from the parking lot of a Quick Trip as police were pulling over the owner of that car. So my guess is, you know, the owner of the car is driving. Right. There's a taillight out. Broop, they see the police officers lighting them up. Time to pull over.
They're on a busy road. The QT parking lot.
So just give me a second. Yeah. Instead of pulling over on the shoulder of a busy road, right, I'm just going to pull into Quick Trip. So the driver pulls into Quick Trip. The officer apparently says, hey, you got a taillight that's not working. And the driver's like, I didn't know that.
And the officer says, I'd love to show you. Hop out of the car. Come back here with me. I'll show you
which
one it is.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Come on out of the car. I'm going to show you the taillight. The driver's like, okay. Driver gets out of the car.
Shuts the door behind him.
Shuts the door. And then when does she...
That's when she locks the door because, you know, that there's those locking buttons on both sides. She's in the passenger seat. She allegedly then locked the door, hopped into the driver's seat, throws it in drive, and speeds off.
Okay, so help me here. As he gets out of the car because he's been pulled over, she slides into the passenger seat. It's all one fluid thing. He gets out, she slides in?
No, it was probably a couple of minutes. He was probably back there looking at the taillight, but he had closed the door. That's the important part. So she locks the door. So now they can't get into the vehicle. She is locked into the vehicle. It's still running. She then climbs over the console.
With a police cruiser behind the car, she steals the car.
She then hops over into the driver's seat, throws it in drive, takes off. The police officers chase.
Now I know what you're going to say. You have the owner of the car.
Just standing in the QT parking lot like.
With no car.
What?
Where did my car just go? And now the officers are in pursuit of this ding-a-ling woman who stole the car.
She reaches speeds of 70 miles an hour. They cancel the chase. The next morning, officers who are now have, I believe, issued a warrant for her arrest. Of course, she's been arrested since then. And they call him the next morning and say, hey, has your car come back yet? He, of course, says no.
No!
And this was, by the way, back on like March 18th. And yesterday, they caught up to her, arrested her,
and she has
been released on bond.
First of all, why would we release her on bond? And second of all, where has his car been for 2 weeks?
No idea. No idea. But yeah, this lady saw an opportunity and decided, I don't know what their relation was, the driver, the male driver versus her in the passenger seat. I don't know if it was boyfriend, girlfriend, or if they were just friends driving around doing whatever friends do.
Okay, now this is making more sense.
It didn't specify a relationship. It didn't even name the male now victim.
But
initially, he was a suspect.
But you're saying we believe they knew one another.
They were both in the same vehicle.
Okay. The Channel 5 story does not make that clear.
When they were pulled over, she was in the passenger seat. He gets out to go look at the taillight with the cop, shuts the door, and she's like, well, I'm out of here. Locks the door, hops in the driver's seat, and takes off.
If convicted, She faces up to 11 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. You're never going to see that. She has a bond hearing tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I don't even know what to say about this.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
I have to know what their relationship was. I thought the way the Channel 5 story makes it read, he gets out of the car because the officer says, come back here, I'll show you. He gets out of the car, and then she comes from outside of Quick Trip or wherever and just hops in and drives.
That's what
away.
I thought initially, but the Channel 9 story specifically said, was in the passenger seat, climbs into the driver's seat, and takes off.
I can't believe they gave her bond. Anyway.
She gone. Well, now she's been found, but she was gone. And I don't know. I hope to God that they took the driver with them as they pursued.
I doubt it.
But I doubt it. I think that he was just left standing in the QT parking lot like, what in the world just happened?
Okay, so here is my other question. If this were me, but I did not have someone who had these types of issues in my passenger seat. If a police officer says to you during a stop, you have a brake light out.
You want to know which one?
Okay, I don't know that I would ask. I would just assume I didn't know, okay. This is what I'm asking. If the officer then says, step out, come back here, I'll show you, is there a reason they're asking you to step out of the car? Like, I hate to always look for the negative in everything. Negative as a driver.
It would certainly make me nervous if an officer looked at me and said, why don't you step out of the car for whatever reason?
No way. I would be like 10 and 2 because...
But I can totally see myself looking at the officer and saying... Really? I looked at him recently. Which one's out? And him saying, well, let's go look. And I would have been like, all right, let's go.
I would be...
Because I've been pulled over twice for speeding. And both times I got out and went and looked at the radar.
Did you? See, I would be uncomfortable getting out of the car.
Oh,
let's say I don't have anyone with me in the passenger side of the car. Okay, let's just say I don't. I'm driving alone. I get pulled over. It's a brake light or a tail light. You know, I'm pulling into the Quick Trip, just some parking lot.
Yeah.
But let's make it a busy business like a Quick Trip or a Walmart or CVS or something. He says, get out of the car. For that exact reason, I wouldn't want to leave my car running.
Now, what if it's a trusted person?
She clearly was not.
Well, not anymore.
If they knew each other, which I don't know. I got to read the Channel 9 story as well as the Channel 5 story. If they tell you to get out of your car to show you something on your car... Do you have to do that? I would not want to do that.
You don't have to, no.
Okay.
But I think it's, you know, maybe he didn't want the ticket for the broken tail light. Maybe he wasn't even going to get a ticket. The officer sounds like he was a wonderfully nice officer based on the details of the story.
Can you just stay right here, sir? I'm going to go chase the woman who just stole your car. I'm not trying to be like some conspiracy theorist, but I would feel safer staying in the car. No matter where I am pulled over, I feel safer staying in the car. And I'm the person that if you try to pull me over on the highway... I am taking the first exit off the highway.
I will say that when I went back to look at the radar, I can't remember specifically because it was really early in the morning, but I'm pretty sure I turned my truck off.
I took the
keys with me.
I know
as
you
if somebody was
going
to run out of the bushes and steal
right.
my truck.
I know that you. A lot of people will say you have to verify. If a police officer told me I have a brake light out, I'm going to believe the police officer. I don't need to step out of the car and come see it. I'm not leaving my car. For safety reasons, I'm not leaving my car. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.